Okay, AB3WG, this is Chris, MDC Assistant Section Manager. We're still waiting for Marty to connect in, everybody, so stand by and let's give him another minute or two. And if we don't hear from him, I'll run this myself. So stand by for the MDC Section EchoLink Net coming up hopefully shortly. AB3WG.
Testing.
We heard you, Marty. Come in again.
Testing 1, 2, 3.
Okay, we hear you, Marty. Sounding good. Continue.
All right, very good. And I'm glad it's working. I didn't think it was going to work this time, but apparently it is. And my audio is loud enough, you can hear me fine.
Yeah, the audio is a wee bit low, but you're perfectly readable. And there's a strange beep after every time you transmit, so it probably has something to do with whatever system you're using. AB3WG.
No, it's the W3HF-R conference server. John, are you here listening? WB3GXW, are you here? All right. Every time you stop talking, we have to wait for the WB3GXW, or we have to wait for W3HF-R conference server to drop the connection. So let me try to get hold of John by phone and see if we can turn that off. And all of you sort of mingle along, and I'll get right back to you.
They are muted, Marty. Go ahead, KB3JQ.
Look at that. Even better. All right. Thanks, Scott. I really appreciate it. Oh, hi, Liz. We're just getting started, by the way. Hang on, everybody, for just a second. Let me snap a roster here. We'll get one more time. Stand by. Of course, I got to press down the ETT. Okay, here we go again. Here we are, the 20th of August, and the last one for this time. And when we get together the next time, I think we'll be on the it won't quite be the season change, but it'll be close. All right, my name is Marty. You're listening to the monthly MDC section-wide EchoLink net here on the WB3GXW. EchoLink repeater, Wash underscore DC, and all linked systems. I have a few on here, so thank you very much for joining us. I'll cover a few things that are going on in the section. I'm going to hand it off to you folks, and we're going to listen to what's going on in your neighborhood. Break.
B3ORW, what happened to the EchoLink net?
It's still here. The EchoLink net is still here. We'll check you in just a moment, okay? All right, here we go. So a couple of things for the section. September the 25th, there's no way you can miss a ham fest on September the 25th. And why I say that is there's one in Hagerstown, Maryland, out here on the western end, and there's one in Hollywood, Maryland, down there on the peninsula. Now, if we had one on the eastern shore, we'd have it covered. But on the 25th of September, Hollywood, Maryland, the 7th annual tailgate fest, You can find out more information about this at their call sign, Kilo 3, Hotel Kilo India. Org. And for the Hagerstown Tailgate Fest, you can find out more information about that at their call sign, whiskeycharlie.org. And I'll give reports on the upcoming Hamfest in October when we do the September meeting. So that's what I have for you tonight. There are some activities going on in the section. Mr. Roel Anderson is starting another class. I'm sure you might have seen that somewhere along the way, and there's some VE sessions coming up as well. You can check the league website for VE sessions and training sessions. Break.
Marty, is that the 25th for the Ham Fest?
Yes, sir. September the 25th. That's what I have on my sheet here.
Okay. I was confused because usually Ham Fest are on Sundays and the 25th is Saturday. Thank you.
Yes. Yes, sir. Okay. While I have you here, Kurt, a couple of things I want to cover. Why don't you give us the status, and I'm going to go down the list here, folks. While you have the mic in hand, what's going on with Skywarn? And I think I remember hearing that there's no classes scheduled right now. Is that correct?
Roger, no classes for the summer. Classes hopefully will resume in the fall. Skywarn's been fairly active this past week with the thunderstorms. We had some fairly long sessions a couple of days this past week in the far as Anne Arundel County goes, and we have a new Skywarn coordinator for PG County, Milford. N3WIG has assumed the position of Skywarn subnet coordinator for PG County, so they're now getting organized, and I've been helping him out a little bit as he needs it. Other than that, I don't have much else, Marty. WA3TOY.
All right, Kurt, very well. And while we're speaking of weather, let me just read something that I received just today. I'll read the portion. Hang on. It says, New England is bracing for the arrival of what will be Hurricane Hurricane Henri. We have alerted the Aries in Connecticut and Rhode Island that the Red Cross is expecting to open shelters. Hopefully it will be a quick-moving storm. And they will be checking on their staff. If you have friends and family or fellow hams in the area, if you haven't already contacted them, you might want to do so before the weekend. And then if you haven't, please contact them afterwards, check on their welfare. And then, of course, as always, we want to keep those frequencies open that might be used for HF, especially when it comes to emergency traffic or other emergencies. All right, so we'll take a break right there, and I'll move down the list. KB3MXM, you're listening to the Maryland DC Section Echo Link Net here on the WB3GXW Wash underscore and Link repeaters. Be right back.
Whiskey 3, Tango Delta Hotel.
All right, very good. Let's move over to, hi, Tom, Skywarn, Maryland. What do you have for us from Skywarn? We just heard Kurt. Tell us a little bit about what's happening in Skywarn in your area, sir.
We've been experimenting with some new net control scripts and considering a change in the net control process. However, we're in need of a contact with the WA4TSC repeater group. So if somebody has that information, we'd appreciate it a lot. Kirk pretty much summarized what's been going on with the system over the last week, and we're expecting things to get interesting come Saturday and Sunday as well. So ask all hands to stay alert to that, and if you've got a spotter number when the miserable weather moves in, please pay attention to what's actually happening at your location. All of us are below the radar beam, So when it actually reaches the ground, that's when the Weather Service needs to know what's actually happening. So pay attention and jump on the phone or the net. We're not panicked about how the word gets to them as long as it gets to them. So this weather has been a little bit over the top, especially in the flooding issue, and that's the concern for Saturday and Sunday. So all hands stand to, if you will. Back to net, W3TDH.
All right, very good. Thank you, sir, for that information. All right, we're going to start down the list here. I'm sure you're all looking forward to listening to what we all have to talk about. So we've got Tom, we got Kurt. Now we're going to move down to Liz. K4LID. Liz, what's happening with you and the D.C. Aries?
Hey, Marty. Nothing much to report on this side. We're just progressing along and starting in our planning phases and starting to regroup at this point, but we haven't done any activities yet. Over.
All right, very good. Thank you, Liz. This is our EC for DC. I keep saying that, or the DC EC. It doesn't matter how I do it. Doesn't matter how I do it, Liz. You're doing a fantastic job over there. Thank you very much for joining us this evening. Let's go to KB3JQQ. Scott, any comments, sir?
All right. Keep waiting for someone to unkey so I can get keyed up. All right. No real comments over here. Just pretty quiet so far. KB3JQQ.
All right, Scott, thank you for that. Let's go to Chris, our MDC Assistant Section Manager and Affiliated Club Coordinator, KB3WG.
Okay, thank you, Marty. Good evening, everyone. Most important thing that's happened over here, I, with the blessing of our Section Traffic Manager, W3YVQ, I have turned the Baltimore Traffic Net Manager position over to Sam, W3NTS, and that was effective the first of this month. So Sam's been doing a great job. Unfortunately, he's not on the conference tonight to defend himself, but he's been doing a great job with the Traffic Net, passing traffic and handling a lot of the duties that will be required for that position. So I'm very pleased to have done that. And also, I'm going to be focusing more at this point on our affiliated clubs and also working with the Baltimore County, Baltimore City Aries group. There's a lot of stuff going on with that group, and it's coming along very nicely. I'm pleased to be a part of that group. So looking forward to continuing the work that we do and working with all the folks in this section who are doing really great work. Thanks, Marty, AB3WG.
All right. Thank you very much, Chris, and thank you for all that you do, especially helping me with section activities. Let's go out to the W3FDK repeater, and I'll need somebody to check in from that repeater, and then your job is to call the stations on the repeater. So, for example, you would say, this is KB3MXM. And I'm on the W3FDK repeater, or if you're coming through Echolink, is there any stations on the W3FDK repeater that would like to check in? Remember, slowly and phonetically, slowly and phonetically. So let's go to the W3FDK repeater.
Marty, this is Kilo 3 Delta Oscar, Mike, and I'll go ahead and call for anybody on the W3FDK repeater that would like to check in to the third Friday Aries, our section net, please call now.
KB3EOF, Sandy in Middletown.
K3KOH, Kirk in Jefferson.
KC3QPJ, Aaron, Seymour, Maryland.
Alpha Bravo, 3 Echo, Justin in Middletown.
W3JP40, South Bailey.
All right, we'll start at the top of the list. Sandy, KP3EOF. You pass it down to Kurt, K3KOH. Kurt to Aaron, KC3GPJ. Aaron down to Justin, AB3Echo. And then Justin down to W3JP. Go ahead, Sandy. KP3EOF is K3DO.
Well, good evening, the net, everybody in the net, KP3EOF. It's been a fun ham radio month. We had a lot of fun supporting the Tour de Frederick bicycle race. Makes me really look forward to the Grand Fondo coming up, and another potential new one called the Bell Ringers, closer to the D.C. area. And I'll pass it on down to Kurt, K3KOH, KB3EOF.
KB3EOF in the net, K3KOH. Good evening, everybody. A little scratchy from some stations, but I guess that's what we get when we hook everyone together there. Just wanted to pass along my 73s and on over to my friend, Aaron, KC3QPJ.
Good evening, Ned. Good evening, Kurt. K3KOH, KC3QPJ, and I apologize for the feedback in the background. Had fun at the repeater site today, putting in the new floor, and not much else to add today other than good hearing everybody on the net and like to hear any ideas or any events that are coming up on that meeting this evening. So with that, I'll pass it down to Alpha Bravo 3 Echo, KC3QPJ.
This is Alpha Bravo 3 Echo. No comments for the net. I'll go ahead and pass it down to, I believe, W3JP, back to net.
Okay, I'm going to be a little scratchy here. I'm just in the rubber duck in the living room, and I heard the net come on. I just wanted to say hello and how much I appreciated the camaraderie this morning with all the fellows at Rensburg Park and the help that I had received from Sandy and Aaron and your group. And nothing much more to add. Say 73, I'll be listening for the rest of the evening. 73, back to net control.
W3JP, K3DO. Thanks, everyone. And Marty, thanks for running the net tonight. Another great month to get some update information. Sending it back to you. It's K3DO.
Wow, that was awesome. Absolutely awesome. You guys did a fantastic job on that. And that's why we do it on the repeater. That gives me a break to catch up on the log and gives you all an opportunity to chit-chat, and we can hear what's going on within the section. All right, let's do an ID. This is KB3MXM. You're listening to the Maryland DC section EchoLink net here on the WB3GXW EchoLink system, Wash_DC, and linked systems. My name is Marty. We'll be right back. We'll take a quick break. Everybody reset. Hang on. All right, that should be long enough. I hope it's long enough. Let's go down. Let's see. Going down a little. Oh, wait a minute. Hang on a second. I've got to remember to unkey when I start scrolling the mouse. I got to fix that so it doesn't make it bigger. Okay, let's go to KC3, Charlie, India, Foxtrot, who is crossbanding tonight using cellular to EchoLink and then RF on the repeaters. I think that's pretty cool. Okay, KC3CIF, your name and location.
This is Kilo Charlie 3, Charlie India Foxtrot. For now, I'm in Alexandria, soon to be in Cleveland Park in D.C. I was at something called AwesomeCon today, and it's a convention, a comic book convention, and very family-friendly, and they have a whole science. NASA was there, the veterans group was there. And I think we could have next year a ham radio booth. They have an artist's alley where people display their art and, of course, sell it. But I thought that would be a neat group to kind of introduce to ham radio. So it's the comic book gaming crowd. So I just thought I'd throw that out there. I spent the day there today, and I really enjoyed it. And I just thought this would be a great way to get the news about ham radio out there. Over.
I absolutely agree with you. And where was this event held? Was it in Alexandria, Virginia?
No, it was in Washington, D.C. at the convention center.
And is this a annual event? I'm just trying to get as much information here. Is it once a year?
Yes, it's once a year, and there's a couple of conventions similar to that, big ones, in D.C. And so I thought, you know, I think that there's an overlap there. And, you know, why not? When I talk to young people, basically when I'm doing ham radio at a coffee shop, they come up to me and they're very interested. You know, like, wow, we really depend on these things a lot, you know. They're very interested. So I thought we could have a presence there. And I'm pretty sure some of these public interest groups are not paying for their booth. So, you know, we've got the next big one is in February, and it's at the waterfront. And it just would be a great way to expose people to Skywarn because there's a lot of science-interested attendees. So anyway, it's Awesome Con, C-O-N. And a con, for people who don't know, is a convention. You know, for people into anime, comic books, that sort of a thing. Over.
Well, you certainly have sparked the interest here. I read from the text box, would be happy to offer DC Aries any help. I'm close to Tacoma Park on Eastern Avenue. Can provide several different antenna kits. Oh, they're talking about antennas. Okay. Well, in that case, then, we will definitely we'll be in touch with you. And I'm sure you're on QRZ. Hang on a second. Let me check while I have the mic key down. You are on QRZ, but no contact information. So what you need to do, you need to copy my contact information down, my call sign, Kilo Bravo 3, Mike, X-Ray Mike, at ARRL.net. My name is Marty. I'm the section manager. Send me an email, and let's get the dialogue started, and maybe we'll get something happening here real soon. Thank you for joining us this evening, and stick around. There's some more folks that are on here, and some of them might want to add some comments. All right, let's move on. Thank you very much once again, KC3CIF. Let's go to Alan, KB3 November Alpha Charlie. All right, maybe we'll come back to Alan. Let's go to Rick, N3RO Skywarn. All right, I don't see N3RO. Let's go to Don, N3FQC.
Okay, yes. Chris mentioned that Baltimore County and City Aries is starting to get a little more active, and so if anyone's interested and wants to join us in meetings, we're starting regular meetings now, Tuesdays at 7 p.m. We are on the Charlottesville repeater, 145.33, and so on every Tuesday except the second Tuesday, which we'll do a video conference, and if anyone's interested in that, they can join us. You don't have to be a member, and if you want more information, you can contact me at n3fqc@arrl.net, and I can try to catch you up any information. Thank you, Marty, n3fqc.
Oh, very good. That's the way it's done. Very good. That's why we share here. Okay, moving down the list, let's go to W3YV2, Father Al.
I hope that's enough time for the repeaters to drop out. Good evening, all, W3YVQ. And for those of you who would like to learn directed net procedures and or get up to speed on CW operating in traffic nets or refresh your skills in voice operating, and please join us on the section nets. MEPN is on every day at 6 p.m. Local time in the summer and 5 o'clock p.m. local time in the winter, or 2200 Zulu every day. Baltimore Traffic Net, coincidentally, MEPN is on 3820 kilohertz. Baltimore Traffic Net is on 145.33. Repeater with no tone, and that's at 6:30 p.m. local time all year long. That does not change time. And our CW cycle 4 or evening net for traffic handling is a full cycle from 7 o'clock till 10 p.m. on 3557, starting with the first session at 7 p.m. and the late session at 10 p.m. In between are the region nets and area nets. We'll be glad to help you learn the skills. 7-3-0, have a great weekend. W3YVQ.
Okay, very good. Aries members, Aries members, Aries members. Be a net control and a traffic net. It's great experience. You get that. You get to use all those skills you've been learning about managing things. Okay? Be a traffic net station. Learn how to do that. Join in. All right, very good. Thank you, Father Al. I really appreciate that. Oh, I just did it again. Stand by. Let's go to KB3SPH. Jeff.
Good evening, everyone. This is KB3SPH. Pam, KB3SWS, and I are hosting the 6th Annual Connector Workshop on the 19th of September. It's a Sunday. I'll put the information in the chat box. You can find more information at the webniche.net or my call sign, KB3SPH at ARRL.net. This year we're featuring Solar Sunday with presentations on solar power, and we also have an antenna build of a 2-meter quad antenna. So if you're interested, check out the info in the chat box and sign up. Back to net, KB3SPH.
No, we don't. Uh-uh. Okay. All right. And for those who can't see the checkbox or the text box, the information that was just provided, let me just bring that up for a second. Where is it? Is it in the text box? I don't see it. All right, I'll look for it in just a second. Maybe it'll drop it in here in just a minute. Oh, there it is, the 6th Annual Connector Workshop. And I guess he's going to give us a date in just a second. I'll share it with you in just a moment. All right, well, that's coming through. We'll go ahead to Pam. Hello, Pam, KB3SWS.
Hi, Marty, and everyone else on the net this evening. I have a feeling that Jeff took all of the information I was going to provide, so I will send it straight back to Net Control, KB3SWS.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, I'll let you go first next time. How's that sound? And then all Jeff will have to do is type in the box. He's typing in there now. Okay, we'll get to back to that in just a moment. Let's go to KA2JAI. Mike, are you on the repeater? And if so, go ahead and call your stations, please. All right, I don't hear him, so we'll go ahead and call. Is there any stations on the KA2JAI repeater that would like to check in at this time? Your call signs, please.
Kilowatt 3, Tango, Echo, Lima.
Kilo 3, Hotel Romeo Tango, David in Odenton.
Okay, very good. We've got K3TEL Arnie and K3HRT David. Let's start with David first. David Odenton, what's happening? And give us a little check-in on what you've been doing.
Well, Marty, on behalf of the AARC, appreciate your briefing us the other night on the emergency coordinator activities in the areas. And Aries functions in particular. And we look forward to Mike Montrose giving us a briefing about his section, I believe, next month. Anyway, that's it for K3HRT. Back to net.
Oh, it was very nice meeting all of you via Zoom. I gave a section hierarchy and what's happening within Aries and what's happening within the section and the league and things that are going on and stuff that we get involved in, and I think it went pretty well, and I think it went apart pretty quickly. I think it was over an hour, but it seemed to be just for me about a half an hour. Okay, let's go to and thank you very much for allowing me to join you guys. I really appreciate it, really do. Anne Arundel Club, the AARC, the Anne Arundel Amateur Radio Club. Sometimes you'll see that in text ARC, which means Amateur Radio Club. Or ARS, Amateur Radio Society. That's what you might see as an abbreviation. Okay, let's go to Arnie, K3TEL.
All right, K3TEL, say good evening, everybody. I hope Alan comes back to you there. He's in TAPCO. He lives up in TAPCO on the 7th floor, and I'm on the 6th. And he just got himself an FTM 300, so he's getting used to getting back on the air. He used to have a KA3 call years back, and now he's getting back into amateur radio. So hopefully he's still in the net. And that's about it. Doing a fine job, K3TEL. Over.
Okay, Arnie, well, thank you for that much information. Let me take a quick standby, do the ID, KB3MXM, and the monthly MDC section EchoLink net here on the WB3GXW EchoLink system of Wash underscore DC and other link systems. Oh, did I just get an email? Oh, hey, Christine, thank you for sending me an email. All right, let's try Alan once again. And then after Alan, we're going to go to WI3J and then WI3N. But first, let's go to KB3NAC. Alan, are you there?
November 3, Whiskey Yankee Gold. Over. Bowie.
All right. I don't hear Alan. But we did get Arnie. Let's go and see if we have KA2JAI. Mike, you there?
Good evening, Marty and everyone. Sorry about that. We have coming up tomorrow our monthly Aries meeting with a variety of topics. We're going to do a lot of Winlinks tomorrow, some WebEOC, some other things. One of the ones we're going to talk about that's important is the upcoming 2021 Preparedness Games, which is an event being put on next month here by OEM. There will be several organizations set up, one of which is Aries. We'll have a booth there. The public is invited to come by. And we're going to have several radio stations set up. Each one will have a different purpose. And the idea is to give the visiting public a chance at some hands-on and the opportunity to get on the air and see what we're all about. So that'll be coming up next month. Let me take some check-ins. I already have HRT, XJ, and KWT, so you three stand by. If anybody else is checking in on the 805, please call now.
Okay, KSEO, you can call. Over. And Bowie.
And Delta X-ray, Hagerstown.
Okay, I copied Milford and Frank. Frank, let's start with you, M3SEO. Do you have any comments?
Nothing new, just listening to the mail. Looking forward to that operation at the EOC.
I am too. Should be a good event. Milford, go ahead, please.
On November 3, Whiskey Yankee Golf. Yeah, thank you very much, Mike. I'm coming through on your repeater. Yes, as Kurt said, I am setting up as the Skywarn subnet coordinator for Prince George's County. Have about five people who are volunteering right now, so I appreciate it that way. And as of course, when I got set up like that, my computer died. So I'm in the process tonight of rebuilding the computer so we can be back up and hopefully ready to go in the not too far distant future. So that's the story from November 3, Whiskey Yankee Golf. So I'll pass it back on KA2JAI. Group, this is November
3,
Whiskey Yankee Golf. Sure.
Thank you, Milford. K3 HRT, your comments, please.
Yeah, I was coming earlier about Marty's presentation and at the AARC, and your upcoming one, the AARC. We're thankful to have you guys and to give presentations about Aries and the emergency management activities in our area. That's it. Back to net. This is K3HRT.
AB3XJ, your comments.
Good evening, all. I want to thank Marty again, and I look forward to Mike, your presentation next month, and I'll see you tomorrow. AB3XJ.
KB3KWT, go ahead.
No comments. Back to net control. This is KB3KWT.
That's our list for tonight, Marty. I'll turn it back to you. This is KA2JAI 73-ALL.
Okay, thanks, Mike. Mike's down in Anne Arundel County. A lot of great stuff going on there in Anne Arundel County, emergency preparedness folks. And if you've not had an opportunity to go to one of their meetings or talk to any of those folks down there, you're missing an opportunity. Lots of learning going on, lots of good things going on. And a very active group indeed. Thank you all again for all of your help, support, and tenacity in radio. All right, let's go to WI3J. Stu, go ahead.
Well, thank you, Marty. Everyone on the net, WI3J here in Gaithersburg, and great net as usual there, Marty. Always appreciate it. I have a question for Bob, K3RLW. He's net control for the DMR Thursday evening at 8 p.m. on the DMR Talk Group 3124, Maryland State. And for some reason, he can never hear me check in, and I've tried every which way. Other stations hear me just fine. I've communicated with them, but net control cannot see me on his dashboard or hear me. I'm working with one of the administrators for all the networked repeaters in the Mid-Atlantic region, and he's asked me, what repeater are you using, Bob, for the Thursday night net? I'd appreciate that, and then I'll communicate back to him. Back to you, Marty, WI3J, and see if Bob could respond. Thank you.
W3CU repeater.
All right. Well, we have the W3CU. Let me put that one down here. Hang on a second, folks. And hang on a second. All right. Very good. Well, thank you, Stu, for checking in. The information might be shared in the text box with Bob. Or you can give Bob Bob can give you his contact information in the text box if you want to do that. If not, you guys can certainly hook up as soon as we're finished at some point, or when we get to Bob, which is only like 4, 5, 6 down the list. Okay, Milford, thank you very much. I mean, Stu, thank you very much, Stu. Let's go to WI3N, Jim Cross from the Atlantic Division. WI3N, Mr. Jim, are you there?
Hello, can you hear? Okay, I'm working now. Thank you. Anyway, I would recommend that anyone who has not signed up for ARIES in your county, please do so. We really need the help, and, we just need to get more people signed up. We did have the ARIES match meeting, which Marty was at. We had our director, Tom, W3TOM, Bob Familia, the vice director, and the director from the Roanoke division there attending the meeting. So that meeting is going well, and lots of things are getting put into place. So that is very good. And I guess that's probably, I know. The other thing I wanted to mention that Jeff or Pam might mention if they want is the HFHNNet, the hospital HFNet that we're having on Wednesdays, on the Wednesday after the third Tuesday. Anyway, those nets are going well, and it's good practice. So that's it. Back to net, WI3N.
All right. Thank you very much, Jim. And, yes, good opportunity. Sign up for ARIES. Get your task book. Start working on that. And you can be part of the emergency communication team. And the ARIES MAT, which is ARIES Mutual Aid, is a coalition of jurisdictions. So we have Eastern Pennsylvania, Western Pennsylvania, Delaware, Virginia, West Virginia. So those that are adjacent to Maryland. We started this a couple years ago. We thought it was a good idea. We had a situation. We had a fire in Harper's Ferry, and I contacted our SEC, Jim, WB3KAS, and I said, hey, call the SEC over there and see if they need any help. It turned out the SEC had left, and there was somebody new there, and I was like, well, that's not good. Let's get this group started. And it's been absolutely fantastic, this group. Lots of great information, and if you're interested in ARIES, Matt, that makes you interested in ARIES. By the way, the HF net, the hospital net, is on 3820, so general class and above, and it's the first Wednesday following the third Monday. I know, I've tried every way to put that in my Outlook calendar for a repetitive meeting, but it just won't take it. It is the first Wednesday after the third Monday, or the Wednesday after the third Monday, on 3820 at 7 o'clock, early check-ins. 7 p.m., I should say. All right, thank you very much, Jim. I really appreciate it. Let's do an ID here real quick, and we'll go to Hayden, and then those stations that are listening on the K3ORB repeater. So let's do ID, and then it's off to Hayden. Hang on a second. KB3MXM, my name is Marty, and you're listening to the Maryland section-wide Echolink net here on the WB3GXW Echolink system. And we'll take a break. Everybody take a pause. Let the repeaters reset. Stand by, please. Okay, somebody's got a hot mic on the JA2KAY. If you're, it happens to me too. If you hold down the, whatever you're using for your hot, for your PTT, I happen to have my control button. And anytime I hit the control button to do cut and paste, I end up holding up the Echolink. So just an FYI. All right, very good. And there's no way around it. With the new Windows, I used to be able to like to click on another window and not do it, but now I got to figure out how it's always a hot always a hot button. All right, let's go to Hayden, KB3GRG. All right, nothing there. Let's go down to the K3ORB repeater system in Ocean City, Maryland. And do we have a station down there that would like to check in and then call your stations? Go ahead.
Roger, roger there, Marty. This is Mark, K3WOC, with the Worcester Radio Group here in Worcester County, Maryland. Thank you so much for hosting the net. First, I want to discuss a little news from the Worcester Radio Group, and then we'll ask for check-ins on the K3ORB repeater in Ocean City, Maryland. Take a quick break. A lot of great things have been happening with the Worcester Radio Group lately. We have a brand new website at k3wrg.com. And we're going to be offering amateur radio license exams within the next 1 to 2 months at our monthly club meetings in Berlin, Maryland. We also have a meetup event coming up this fall at the fire training facility in Newark, Maryland. We're going to be deploying some antennas, set up some stations, and have some fun for the day. So I have some more information about that on our website. And that's all for now. So we'll go ahead and ask for check-ins on the K3ORB UHF repeater in Ocean City, Maryland. This is K3WOC. Stand by for your call.
3 Delta Victor Golf, Dave in Berlin.
Hey, roger that there, Dave. K3DVG Delta Victor Golf. We have you on the record. Is there any other check-ins before we proceed with comments? All right, nothing hurts. We'll go ahead and pass it back to you there, Dave. How you doing tonight? K3DVG, stand by.
Doing well, Mark, managing to survive with all the thunderstorms and the rain we've been getting, and I guess we're looking forward to another 3 days of rain. So back to you, Mark.
I hear that. Yep, today was pretty torrential, man. But I tell you, it's great to hear you tonight, Dave. Thank you so much for joining us. Looking forward to catching up with you soon. All right there, Marty, KB3MXM. This is K3WOC here in Ocean Pines, Maryland. We'll pass it back to Net Control. Thank you.
All right, thank you very much in Ocean City or there on the east side of town. And, you know, I've been wanting to get down here for such a long time. I haven't been down in the Ocean City area for probably 10 years now. Just work, work, work. But we might get some time off here soon. And be safe down there. These storms are going by pretty close. We've had a couple ones. Fred went to the west, and Henri went to the east. I hope that's it. I really do. Wish you all the best. Be safe and well down there in the on the Eastern Shore. And thank you, Jason, for checking in from Berlin. And good on the activities. Drop it in the chat box or send me an email. Let me know what's happening down that way, and we'll get the word out. All right, let's go to Charlie. Let's see, we got Charlie, Hugh, and then Bob, RLW. So let's go to Charlie first, W3CHB. All right, no one there. Patrick, I saw you on the list, so I've got to put you in here, EQJ. So I saw you on the list. I was looking for another roster pull. All right, well, I got you on the list here. Just hang on a second, Patrick. Let's go to let's go to Hugh, K3HU. All right, nothing there, and we're at the top of the hour here. This is KB3MXM. You're listening to the monthly Maryland DC section Echo, Maryland section-wide Echolink net here on the WB3GXW. I was looking to see if John was on. Let me just check real quick. WB3GXW, you on? All right, well, I'll make his announcement about bulletins. Okay, let's go to, hello, Bob, K3RLW. And there was that question about let me go up here and look in where it was, about getting on the DMR net and having difficulties. So maybe you can answer some questions or give some contact information. And thank you for joining us here. And tell us a little bit about the DMR net so others will enjoy it as well. Go ahead.
Oh, there we go. Sorry about that. The Worcester County group, I want to make a comment there. That's a great group of people. I am a member, for full disclosure. Great group. Fantastic. Mark's a great leader. WI3J, you need to contact your local repeater operator. He knows the situation, as do probably you also. Or you can contact John, KA3LAO. All their contact information will be on QRZ. You're not being heard on any repeater. I can't fix the problem. It's not a problem on my repeater. It's all repeaters. You're not heard on the repeaters. So please contact your local repeater operator or John K3LAO on the Seabridge operator. Okay, thank you. And then as far as the Mid-Atlantic DMR net, everybody come on out to the Mid-Atlantic DMR net. We're every Thursday at 8 p.m. on Maryland State Talk Group 3124. Talk Group 3124. The group is growing. Come on out and have some fun with us. Last night we had 33 check-ins, to give you an idea. So it's a growing group. Hope everybody comes out and joins us. And a pleasure to be here to be able to talk to everybody. Hope everybody's having a great one. 73, K3RLW.
Wow, 33. Boy, the last time I heard it was 24 was the epoxy number. It was epoxia after that, but 33. Who was the net control, Bob?
As a matter of fact, I was, and I had a blast, and I think everybody on the net had a blast. It's a fun net. I enjoy doing net control. I'm one of four net controls we rotate. But I had a blast, and again, hope everybody gets to hear it. K4LW, back to net.
Okay, very good. Radio over IP, people. Radio over IP. People checking in from everywhere on there, and a lot around here too. So we get a lot of, stations from Virginia and Delaware and Pennsylvania and Maryland and the DC. So it's a great, great net, and you get to exercise that privilege of radio, and especially here with digital radio, and radio over IP. I would really encourage everybody to do that. All right, I'm at the bottom of the list. Let me just check to make sure I have anybody. Oh, Patrick. N3E2J. Patrick, I got you. Okay, go ahead, Patrick.
Okay, good evening to everyone on the net. N3E2J here, Patrick. I'm in Fort Washington, Maryland. And I actually have been not very active in the past few years, only because I'm a healthcare professional and we've been very busy. So every now and then I try to get on to some activity, and I got the email a few days ago about this one and said, maybe I'll check this out this evening, although I was late getting home. And so just basically listening in and taking things in, trying to slowly maybe get back into some of the activities more over the next year or two as things hopefully slow down. But we'll see how that goes. But in any case, I appreciate being able to join the net and say 73 is to everyone from here in Fort Washington, N3EQJ.
Okay, everybody, if you're able to do this, let's show some appreciation here to Patrick and his profession. You might have seen me put WLHCW, We Love Healthcare Workers. And we do, man. We really, really, I certainly appreciate it. And see all the work that's done all over, and I know some people that are in healthcare and at all levels, administrative in offices, out in the field in the hospitals, nursing care, medical doctor offices, first responders, and we really love what you guys and folks are doing. It's it's a it's a very, very challenging and can be a very dangerous situation, especially nowadays. So thank you. All right, that is the end of my list. I'm going to do an alibi round. We're already at 6 minutes after the hour. We've been doing this for a whole hour. So let's do an alibi round. Is there anyone I did not call that would like to check in? Your call sign, please. Okay, it looks like the APR's repeater is coming through on WB3GXW. Okay, none there. Let me really quickly just remind you, bulletins, bulletins, bulletins. The official bulletin station of the MDC section is WB3GXW. He is the official bulletin station. And the bulletins can be heard here on Echolink and on his repeater, 145, ooh, I forgot, 275? 475? Silver Spring. The bulletins are heard on weekends, Saturday in the evening and Sunday in the evening. So if you have an opportunity, I would say you can definitely go find the bulletin stations. I really hate it that I can't do both. The bulletin stations are heard in the evening, 7, 8 o'clock on Saturday and Sunday. And you can hear it right here, the Rain Report, ARL Audio News, and a bunch of other very good podcasts that give you a lot of insight to what's happening in amateur radio. So WB3GXW right here, Wash_DC, and on the Silver Spring repeater. Look forward to everybody being there and show your support. All right, let's see. We've got K3LVC. Clive. You're not on my list right now, but you are. Go ahead, K3LVC. All right, K3L, Lima, Victor, Charlie. We didn't hear anything. And Scott put in the window, it's 8 p.m. on Saturday and 7 on Sunday, and the repeater frequency is 147.225 in the Silver Spring area. All right, once again, I'm going to call for any alibi stations that I did not call or any stations would like to add anything to the net for the benefit of the group. It's your opportunity. Call sign, please.
W3TDH.
Oh, W3TDH. Did I miss you? No, I got you up. Oh, no, I have you on here. New script you're going to do. Okay. No, go ahead. Go ahead, Phil. W3TDH. Go ahead.
Sorry, I just wanted to draw people's attention to something I put in the chat where they can check it. They can email me at w3tdh@arrl.net. We have quite a cache of antenna equipment and antenna support equipment here in Montgomery County that we've been building up for quite some time. And if anyone needs to use part of that cache for a drill or an exercise, all I need to do is send me the email, and we'll get it to you on time for the exercise and stay until the end and bring it back, because we do want it here in the event we have a problem here. That's why we built it up. So all I have to do is contact me, and we'll help them out. W3TDH.
All right. Thank you, Tom. Thank you very much for that additional information. All right, folks. I'm going to call it for tonight. Thank you all for joining us. It was a really, really good group tonight. Thank you all for participating, bringing activities within the Maryland, D.C. section area here in a way. I want you to be safe, well, and happy if you can. And remember to check on your fellow hams before and after any event, any sort of inclement weather, especially those far away. Keep everyone in your prayers and thoughts, and get on the air. Thanks again, 7-3s. And thanks for joining. This is KB3MXM, and this is the Maryland, D.C., section-wide, Echolink Net. Good night.
7-3, Marty, WA3TOY.
Oh, thank you very much, Kurt. Thank you very much. You have a great evening, sir. And thank you for those sit reps you're sending. They're very useful, very helpful. One of the things that I think that we're all lacking sometimes is to share what's happening. You know, we followed that entire tornado from Frederick all the way to Millersville, or all the way out to the Chesapeake Bay. use an Echolink and first and eyeball firsthand locations. Like, yeah, I hear it, or now I hear fire equipment. So this is a great resource for all kinds of collaboration. All right, everyone, have a good night. I got to get up tomorrow morning early. 73s, KB3MXM.
All right, Marty. Yeah, you asked me to include you, so I have been including you. 73, have a good one.